I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden campaign is stepping up its LGBT messaging during Pride Month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Biden's re-election team is launching new organizing efforts and media advertising to mobilize LGBT voters. The campaign says it will have a presence at over 200 Pride events in 23 states during June. At the end of the month, the President and First Lady will host a fundraising event in New York City. The campaign touts Mr. Biden as the most pro-LGBTQ plus president in American history, and his record proves that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sandy Hook Elementary School families have asked a bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones's media company. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has filed a run for re-election as an independent, even as he's on trial for federal bribery charges. The 70-year-old Democrat had said earlier he would not seek the Democratic nomination to a fourth term. The political stakes are high given the Democrats' narrow control in the Senate. Menendez was charged last year by federal prosecutors in New York, along with his wife and 3 associates, of running a scheme in which Menendez promised to use his office to help the businessmen in return for goods and money. This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio has dedicated a statue to Sojourner Truth, the former slave abolitionist and itinerant preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address delivered inside the city's old stone church, Truth drew upon the hardship she faced while she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people was not recognized by government. This is SRN News. Stocks got off to a sluggish start in June with some problems with stock tickers. More on the market's activities for the day from correspondent Seth Sutel, who reports from New York City.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street following the latest signal showing the U.S. economy is slowing. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Monday. The Dow lost 115 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Several tech stocks, including Nvidia, ended higher, but energy stocks fell after the price of crude oil dropped. GameStop jumped more than 20%. A post on Reddit late Sunday indicated that Keith Gill, a central character in the original frenzy over GameStop 3 years ago, had built up a big position in the company. Treasury yields slid in the bond market after a report showed that manufacturing shrank in May. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.